This is Weekend Edition. Downtown Detroit got another boost this week when construction began on billionaire Dan Gilbert's latest project. But Daniel Howe says the skyscraper plan for the old Hudson site represents more than just a building.
After nearly 20 years of waiting, Nostalgia Mad Detroit got what it's long been waiting for. Mortgage mogul Dan Gilbert, architect of downtown's revival, cut the ribbon on the site of the old J.L. Hudson store. It'll be a, quote, city within a city. It'll be a vertical statement. It'll be the tallest building in Detroit, overtaking that one built by the last pair of heavyweights who aimed to change the city's direction by sheer force of will. Max Fisher and Al Taubman meant well with the Renaissance Center, but their timing stunk. Gilbert, not so much. The guy who built Quicken Loans into an online colossus is creating an entrepreneurial tidal wave like this city hasn't seen since before World War II. Startups are cool. Venture capital is hungry. More people want in. And there's growing evidence that careful money no longer wants to sit on the sidelines while guys like Gilbert get all the action. Within hours of Thursday's ribbon cutting at the Hudson site, the chairman of J.P. Morgan Chase and Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan presided over a small panel discussion on a fund called Entrepreneurs of Color. It's a mere $5 million that the Detroit Development Fund doles out to worthy projects. Projects that enable Detroiters to hire Detroiters to serve Detroiters. It's got big money behind it because creating small business can be key to jumpstarting economic revival in neighborhoods that are far from the bustle in downtown and midtown. Take Felicia Maxwell's Fit for Life on McNichols. It's backed by the Entrepreneurs Fund and can be every bit as transformative as one of Gilbert's mega projects. They both symbolize the economic reawakening of Detroit, an embrace of business in a town that loved it and hated it at the same time, an understanding that commerce is often more likely to improve lives and build communities, not politics. How refreshing, and what a circle of history it is. A century ago, entrepreneurs with names like Ford and Hudson, Kresge and Kellogg, Dow and Durant, built their startups into corporate giants that underpinned modern Michigan. They mined its riches in geography, eventually building a powerhouse industry that put the world on wheels and defined Detroit, for good and not so good. Could we be on the precipice of Detroit's new entrepreneurial age? Where the mayor's past bulldozed ethnic neighborhoods to win an auto plant or chased casinos to land Detroit's next economic savior, today's mayor works business and philanthropy to fund small business, to reinvest in neighborhoods, to look for the next Dan Gilbert, and to back her. For the past century, through good and a whole lot of bad, Detroit was a business town. Big business, global business, paternal business that took care of its people, often a little too well. The beginning of the next century is bringing something different. It's more Silicon Valley than old Detroit, more self-reliant and less dependent on someone else to make the hard decisions and to make payroll. It's the evolution of a new Detroit, and it's evolving more each week. I'm Daniel Howes of the Detroit News.